Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Monday morning. Monday, October the 2nd, 2023, 16 minutes past the hour, 57 degrees, mostly cloudy skies here in the Marion area. First Monday in the month of October, first program we have done in the month of October. So it's a big day here at WGH Talk. Now, apparently, if you read the weather reports, we're supposed to have nice weather today, Monday, through Thursday. And then something's going to happen either late Thursday night or early Friday morning that's going to turn everything ugly. And Friday is going to be a very rainy, cool day. And then Saturday, it gets very cool. I think dips under 60 degrees as a high for the first time in quite a long time. And then from then on out, I think we might have the autumn weather. Looks like we'll be in the 60 to 70 degree range for most of the week next week, which is where we should be. This 4-day period, I guess, is the last gas of summer. So enjoy the next 4 days, and we'll see what happens as we head into the weekend. Now, I do want to give you a report on my tomatoes because they are not dead. And for some reason, as I said all summer, these tomatoes were planted back in the month of May. And they did not do very well all summer. May, June, July, August, really didn't do well at all. I would see a little bit of red, I would see some green, but there really wasn't much going on at all with these tomatoes. Now, the last month, September, when the weather finally changed and got a little cooler, got a little rainier, it got better. And all of a sudden, the tomatoes started to produce. So now, when I go outside, and I'm going to try to pick these things before the bad weather comes in on Thursday. I don't think we're going to get below freezing. But most of the tomatoes now are red. There are still a few that are green, but they are red. And I would consider this a completely successful year as it comes to tomatoes. The first time I tried this 2 years ago, it went very badly. I only had maybe 3 or 4 tomatoes that were even worth picking. I don't know what happened that year. Just chalk it up to bad luck. But this year went much better. And then also on the tomato front, I don't know if I mentioned this or not on Friday, but Friday, Mr. Shirk showed up, Larry Shirk, longtime listeners of the station, with a full bag of tomatoes for me that came from his garden. So he definitely did very well in the tomato department. So I thank Mr. Shirk for that. And even if my tomatoes had not produced, I would have had plenty of tomatoes thanks to Mr. Shirk. So thank you, Mr. Shirk. Now, beyond that, another announcement I want to make. During the top of the hour, now not the top of the hour promos when we do the obituaries. So at 8 a.m., what is it now? 8 a.m., 12 p.m., 4 p.m., and 10 a.m. You won't hear this, but we have started our Halloween poems, which I really like. We've got Mary Ellen Withrow and Marla Gibbs and Robert Guillaume and Charlie Evers and Marianne Michaels and myself and Superhost and Mr. McFeely and Gallagher, all reading Halloween poems. So every top of the hour, you will hear a Halloween poem reading for the month of October. And I really like that. So enjoy that. You'll hear one next hour during the top of the hour of the 9 o'clock hour. So enjoy that. So those started yesterday. Got news. We've been talking about this Busy Bee convenience store for quite some time now. The Busy Bee convenience store replaced the certified on Main Street. And about a month or two ago, one of our listeners said, hey, there's a banner out there now that says Busy Bee convenience store opening soon. Well, we got a message on Saturday from one of our longtime listeners, Kevin Griffith, that the Busy Bee convenience store opened on Saturday. So the Busy Bee convenience store there on Main Street, I believe that's considered South Main, there by Boyd Funeral Home because it's beyond Center Street. So the Busy Bee convenience store that we've been waiting to open did open on Saturday. So we thank Kevin Griffith for that information, and we hope everybody gets a chance to stop into the Busy Bee convenience store right across the street from Boyd Funeral Home and see what's in there. See if it's something you enjoy. And you should stop in there if you really don't even need to stop in there. Just check it out. See if it's a place you would like to go. See what the prices are like. See what they're selling in there and go from there. So the Busy Bee convenience store finally open here in Marion. And that's the type of news we like to get out here on this station when something like that opens up. Because that's in an area, really, where there aren't a whole lot of grocery stores or anything of that nature. And maybe there'll be things in there that people will want to go in and buy. So it's open. Now, I talked a little bit about this on Friday night. But I haven't got a chance to talk about this in the morning because this happened after the show last Friday morning. Well, here's what happened. I was leaving the station on Friday, probably about 1:30, 1:45, and I'm driving back home, and I'm going up Delaware Avenue to go toward the boulevard, to turn down the boulevard. So I'm going down Delaware Avenue, and all of a sudden, right in front of the car, in the middle of the street. Now, this is the middle lane of the street. There's Santa Claus. Now, this is still late September on Friday. Friday was September 29th. So I'm driving down the center of the road. It was a beautiful day on Friday. The weather was great. And here's Santa Claus standing in the middle of the road. Now, I about ran over Santa Claus. There's no doubt about it. I about ran him over. Because he was standing in the center of the road. I did not expect to see Santa Claus on September 29th. There he was in full Santa Claus regalia. And he was collecting for a charity. Now, I'm guessing it was for Christmas Clearinghouse. I'm not exactly sure, but I'm guessing that's what it was. But here's the thing. I about ended Christmas right there on September 29th. I about took out the whole Christmas season because Santa Claus was standing in the middle of the road. Now, I don't know how money is collected. I know this has been done for years where people stand in the road and they collect money, but I think this is getting a little dangerous, and there must be a better way to do this, or wear a sign or something. You know, and heaven knows, I don't want to critique Santa. Because I don't want coal in my stocking coming up here in December. We're less than 3 months away, really, from Christmas at this point. But I think murdering Santa on Friday would have been a bad thing if I had run him down right in the center of Delaware Avenue. So, did anybody else see Santa out there on Friday? Did you have this trouble that I had? Because he was out there, full beard, full costume, whole thing. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. But I'm telling you, it about brought the whole Christmas season to an end to have Santa Claus out there in the middle of the road like that. And I don't really know. I probably would have went to federal prison for the rest of my life if I'd run him down. Because even though I did not mean to, would not have meant to run him down, I think he's a beloved person on this world, in this world, and I think that I probably would have not gotten a manslaughter charge. They probably would have charged me with some kind of first-degree murder of Santa Claus, and that's not going to play well in the papers, and I would have went off to federal prison. for the rest of my life. So running over Santa Claus would not have been the thing to do. But thank goodness I did not. I noticed him at the last second and kind of swerved out of the way. But you got to be careful, Santa Claus. If you're listening, I know you're listening to see if I've been naughty or nice. You don't want to stand in the middle of the road on a busy Friday afternoon, even when it's sunny and even when it's nice. Not a lot of people were stopping to give to Santa. Now, I hope over the course of the day they did, but when I was there, they were not a whole lot of stopping going on, which is probably one of the reasons I did not see Santa Claus. But did anybody else see Santa out there on Friday? Would have been Friday about 1:30, 1:45, somewhere in that neck of the woods. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Or have you been to the busy Bee Convenience Store, which is now open on North Main Street? All right. Well, on some happier news today. Today is the birthday of Mary Ellen Withrow, one of our dear friends here at the station. Mary Ellen's birthday is today, and I just want to send out happy birthday wishes to Mary Ellen. Hope she's having a great day, whatever she is doing. Sent her some birthday wishes this morning. You know, when I was talking to somebody on Friday about this, you know, Mary Ellen really is a very unique person, and I'm glad she's been around so long and moved back to Marion and has had a great time. But when you really think about it, no matter what you are, Democrat, Republican, Independent, however you vote, when you think about what Mary Ellen did, and there's not too many people left who lived in this lifespan, she started in 1969 in politics. First woman on Elgin School Board, 1969. Now think of what was going on in 1969. Richard Nixon was president in 1969. Watergate had not happened. The Vietnam War had not ended. September 11th had not happened. And Mary Ellen goes into politics and within the course of 25 years becomes treasurer of the United States of America in 1994. And is in the Guinness Book of World Records and has just done so much with her time and has had the last 22 years in retirement just doing fun things. And what I always say about Mary Ellen, her political party doesn't matter to me at all because Mary Ellen is just a nice person. Oh, she has done so many things for me over the years. If I've said, Mary Ellen, let's go to the grand opening of Stewart's Root Beer, she's right there. If I say, Mary Ellen, will you come over to the school and make waffles, she's right there. If I say, Mary Ellen, will you come to the Christmas party or the cookout or whatever it is, she's right there. And she's always fun and she's always enjoyable. And she's judged donut eating competitions, you know, so many things over the time I've known her. And, you know, it's funny because I think some people over time think that because we're friends that it has to do with the political party that she's in. It has nothing to do with the political party she's in. It has everything to do with my admiration that somebody, specifically a woman in that era, in 1969, was able to accomplish what she was able to accomplish right here from Marion, Ohio, and now she has schools named after her here. And I really think that people should take note of that. She has a museum now up at Heritage Hall, and you can get a tour of that. If you call Mary Ellen, most likely she'll go up there and give you a tour. I know she just did that not too long ago. I got asked by a guy in the grocery store. He came up to me, knowing of my relationship with Mary Ellen, and said, hey, you know, I have some bills that I would like Mary Ellen to sign. And I think he said my granddaughter or my daughter, I would like her to meet Mary Ellen as a symbol of somebody who's done well from Marion, Ohio. So I set it up to where they would all meet. And the gentleman came back to me after and said Mary Ellen could not have been nicer, more gracious. They had a great talk. She talked to the daughter or granddaughter, signed the bills, stayed with them for quite a while. And that's the type of woman Mary Ellen is, so I wish her nothing but the happiest of birthdays today on her birthday, which I'm not going to say the age. Now, I'm not going to say the age out of vanity. I'm just not going to say the age because I still don't understand. And I've talked to Mary Ellen about this many, many times. I don't understand why every time there's an article about her in the newspaper or anything like that, they always print her age. And they've done this for many, many years. And I've never seen them do that with anybody else. I've never seen them do that with other mayors or Congress people or anybody like that. I've never seen them print the age. And I don't know what it is about Mary Ellen that they always print the age, but they've been doing that for, God, probably 30 years. And I don't know why that is. Does anybody have a thought on that or have a memory of Mary Ellen? I know a lot of you out there in the audience know her here on her birthday. Do you have any idea why they print her age every time they run an article about her? Or do you have a happy moment or a happy memory to share of Mary Ellen here on her birthday? Phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Now, I will tell you, I talk a lot on this show about, what should we say, fair weather friends who kind of come and go. And if they're in a good mood with you, they like you and maybe they'll do things for you. And if they're not in a good mood, they kind of disappear for a while. Or maybe they don't like you and they move away. I'll tell you what, Mary Ellen Withrow, I can say, has never been a fair weather friend. We just spent some time at the Little Brown Jug a couple weeks ago. She went to the Bratwurst Festival with me. She's been to the fair I don't know how many times. If I call on Mary Ellen and she can do it, she does it. And those are the type of friends you want in her life. And honestly, I've never thought about Mary Ellen's age because she's a very... She's the type of person who keeps up on everything. So I just never thought about her being older, younger, whatever, because I just think of her as a contemporary because she knows what's going on. She likes to talk about everything. She wants to know what's going on with you. And I know she would be there in a pinch if I needed her. So those are the type of friends you want in your life, and it's nice to be able to compliment a good friend here this morning, because a lot of friends come and go, but certainly Mary Ellen in my life has always been a constant, and I certainly do appreciate that. So happy birthday to Mary Ellen Withrow, one of our Marion luminaries, and so glad she's still in Marion and celebrating her birthday today. Don't know what the plans are to celebrate her birthday, but I hope it's something nice. So if anybody has anything to say again, the phone lines are open here this morning, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 33 minutes past the hour on this October 2nd, 2023. All right. Well, I actually have something nice here to say. Now, people will probably be shocked that I'm going to say this. Now, Saturday night, I believe it was one of the school's homecomings. I'm guessing it was River Valley's homecoming. I don't know if it was any other school's homecoming. But as many people like to do now, when there's a homecoming, I think they take pictures of themselves and they take pictures of their kids. Now, I don't see a whole lot of these pictures because I don't really scroll through my social media. If the picture happens to pop up there, I take a look at it. But other than that, that's pretty much it. All right, let's take the call here. Go ahead, caller.
Scott Spears, I thought I would fall into place on this June-like October day.
Weird, weird weather this week, but we've got 4 days to enjoy it before it turns ugly.
You sound just a touch bored, so I thought I would...
Bored?
...invade your phone system.
Oh, heaven, so, no. Never bored.
You want to sing happy birthday to our friend with me?
No, but you can.
No, you're going to sing with me, or...
No. I can't sing it this time of the morning.
He's like 72 years old, I believe, right?
We'll go with that, sure.
Yeah, I think this people are... she is so active, and I think that's kind of why they put her age, but I always tell anybody that I introduce to her or talk about her, we don't discuss her age, but, you know, do the math. My sister was born in 1969, and she's not much younger than I am, so kind of figure it out from there. But Mary Ellen is a treasure. You know, we say that's a pun, so I like it. But if there would be a first person of Mary, and she certainly is it. And if you're listening, Mary Ellen, it's been such a pleasure being an acquaintance of yours, and I hope your birthday is fantastic.
Now what? So you think the age thing has to do with what? What was that again?
She's so vibrant for that age, and she started out relatively. I mean, she was middle aged, but think of like how long Joe Biden's been in politics, and she's more than several years older than he is, and so just think about what age she started at and the issues she had being a female. Which she's brought up, and those are fascinating stories. So people are in our society, we're intrigued by age, and I guess we take a look and see, well, how old am I versus how old is this person, how active is this person, and how active will I be when I'm that age? I certainly hope I'm as active and vibrant as she is now when I'm her age.
This comes back to the point that I've always said about age. It really means nothing. Because in the end, we're all going to depart at some point. We're all going to depart at different ages. And I think it's more about what you're doing with your time at your particular age. And that's really all it is. And at her age, she's still enjoying her life, doing the things she wants to do. And I think that's the whole point, no matter what age you are.
She broke her arm or her leg, and she's back. It's like you never knew she ever broke it. And that's just amazing to me too. She refuses to sit still. That's how you stay young too.
Well, I'll just say with my personal experience with her, and I think I said this, is that she's always been a friend, and she's always been somebody who, when I called on her, if she was available, she did whatever I asked her to do. And all friends are not like that, certainly over the long haul. You know, we've had so many conversations about phony and real friends and that sort of thing, and are people just doing things to impress you? Well, clearly, for a long, long time, Mary Ellen has been there, and she certainly didn't need to be. It didn't help her in any way. So, you know, that's a friend.
Yeah, most friends are fair-weather friends, and that's unfortunate. I try to be a true friend. I don't know how I do it that, but anybody wants to provide an opinion, they know my number or my email. Also, we had of course, our longest-lived former president had a birthday yesterday.
Jimmy Carter.
And your interesting age, Scott. I do the math again, but I believe you were born during the early part of the Reagan administration, very early part.
Uh-huh.
I remember watching. That's correct, isn't it?
Yep.
Okay, I'm trying to do that. But then, like, your second cousin, twice removed, wasn't he born, like, he's like 2 or 3 months younger, right? So wasn't he born like just at the tail end of this person's administration, or just
no, administration? Still Reagan.
Okay, but very early into it.
Yeah,
I remember watching the election results, and I remember hearing almost like what I'm hearing now about Nikki Haley. Although she's more well known, but that's just because we're in the electronic age, and you know you can share things in a snap of a finger over the internet. People didn't know who Jimmy Carter was. I mean, the governor of Georgia, and Georgia is not a tiny state, very successful businessman. But we hadn't had a president from the Deep South in a while. So just things about him that were rather different, even though he really on paper had a lot of qualifications. And, of course, the parties have changed a lot. But he was a fairly moderate, if not rather conservative Democrat. So he rapidly gained popularity and against the president who did a controversial pardon of Richard Nixon and was never directly elected, although he, again, also had many on-paper qualifications. Plus, he had connections to Michigan, so from Ohio, a regional interest in him. But ended up, Jimmy Carter won. And he had a somewhat difficult presidency, but in retrospect, and as you know, Dr. Feinman and I have talked about this a lot, he did accomplish things internationally, in some ways considered a weak leader with maybe some less than qualified people around him. But he did good things. He was a very good man. And my favorite presidential sibling is and always will be, for this point, Billy Carter. And I also like the rest of his family. So Like a lot of presidents, Scott, that enigmatic. But you know, Jimmy Carter, he isn't hospice care at home, but he keeps chugging along. 99, and we're all crossing our fingers that he'll reach 100. When you went to school, Scott, it was a recent presidency. What did you learn about Carter? How is he pictured? How is he pictured now in school? Since I think you're in education from time to time.
I just think he's seen as a one-term president. I think the most important thing that people remember about him is the Camp David Accords. I think that's about it. The Iran hostage crisis overshadows a lot of that.
And I remember watching on TV. And I was in college. Can you believe that? Can you believe that, Scott? The hostages got released, and Reagan was inaugurated. It was a case of, well, which news story is bigger? I don't know. They're both huge. So, and enigmatic, but yeah, a good man. We could, notwithstanding what he accomplished in his presidency or what his political personal beliefs are, we would just have someone with his integrity. Someone who had that nice guy feel, and you talk about Mary Ellen, someone who actually is real. Yeah, he really is that way. He does embody what a human being should be. I think we can all agree we need more of that.
You know, I think most of these people probably are real. I just think the problem is that when you are in the position you're in, you're very busy, and you have press agents running around you, and it's hard for somebody to get an authentic point of view of you when you're in that position, because you're hard to get to, you're very busy, your time is limited, and everybody's critiquing you at that particular time on every decision that you make. So it's hard to get an authentic person.
And now with social media, you're under the microscope. I mean, goodness sakes, what's the first people think about with Donnie, baby? It's the mean tweets. We didn't have that stuff 40 years ago, so things have changed. Again, the how well someone is known. Cause I said I've talked about Nikki Haley as a dark horse who very well could end up being our first female president. I wouldn't complain, as I find her certainly the good well outweighs the bad. Or it could be some old reliable candidate, and Joe Biden could get reelected, or it could be someone well established from the other party. You don't really know, and all that has changed. And I think you probably would agree, Scott, if it were turn the clock back and we had all the social media, all the cell phones and the selfies and the Twitter or X or whatever it's called, and the Instagram and Snapchat, Carter's name would be out there much quicker. And I think it might help him, because he had a warm nature about him. So, who knows? But however you slice it, it's amazing to share the country with someone who was our president, and is now 1 year away from 100. And looking at you, Scott, that you, and interestingly, you and the aforementioned second cousin, four times removed, the crafty one, you were born literally just after his presidency. You know, not going to mention ages, not mention how old you are, but that's pretty cool at your age that you weren't even alive during his presidency. Whereas I had begun college and had been in secondary school prior there too. So just an interesting point. So Jimmy, if you're listening, happy birthday to you also. Hope you're doing well. And maybe we need more people with that good human nature. Maybe we'll have that at some point. Who knows? But you know, Mary Ellen also, like Carter, maybe it's just that generation. Of course, she's much, much younger than Carter, but, you know, her aforementioned secret age. Mary Ellen, you're probably listening. So it's just been an honor and pleasure to be I would call her an acquaintance. I appreciate the autographs and the photos that she has provided to me, and she certainly is a treasure. And everybody, next time you spend your $50 or $100 bill and you see that well-designed face and design, keep in mind who was involved in coordinating that. It's a local person that we're proud to have as kind of an ancillary part of our station. So there's my, as usual, verbose treatise, Scott. And thank you again for all the fine radio, and I guess it's time to tell Alexa to turn the volume back up.
All right. Thanks, Adam.
Have a good day, Scott.
Yes, of course, former President Jimmy Carter's 99th birthday was yesterday, so that's nice that he's the longest-lived president and keeps on going at this particular point. You know, Adam did make an interesting point there, by the way, that, and somebody said this recently, I think it was at the Little Brown Jug. Yeah, it was Roger Houston, the voice. When the interview was over, he said to Mary Ellen, now every time I look at the bills, I'm going to look for your name. And that is one thing that Mary Ellen did that really changed almost how every Marion resident looks at money. Because I still do this. When I see a bill or an old bill, a new bill, whatever, I will look down to see who signed it. And if it's Mary Ellen, you always, it's a good feeling. And I think that that's a very interesting thing because I think a lot of people do that. Certainly, we've had a lot of bills dropped off at the station over the years for her to sign. And she was talking the other day about how she still gets a lot of bills in the mail to sign. So that's it's a really different thing. So happy birthday, Mary Ellen. And hope you're having a great one. 46 minutes past the hour. Phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Now, the topics this morning, the opening of the Busy Bee convenience store on Saturday there on Main Street where Certified used to be, me about running over Santa Claus on Friday afternoon. Thank goodness I didn't, but did anybody else see that going on Saturday or Friday? Mary Ellen's birthday today. If you have anything to say in regard to that, give me a buzz, 740-751-4038. And the subject I was just moving on to, as I say, on social media, I don't see everybody's posts because I don't usually scroll down to see what everybody's doing. But I believe Saturday was River Valley's homecoming, and a lot of people were posting pictures of their kids and themselves and so on and so forth. And I thought that was really nice. It's kind of nice to see the kids all dressed up, going off to homecoming, and that's nice. So I hope everybody had a great time at homecoming and enjoyed themselves. And Saturday could not have been a better way, a day weather-wise for that sort of thing. Now, here's something kind of interesting. I believe this was on Friday. It was either Friday or Saturday, but I got a card in the mail. And, well, let me see. I have the card right in front of me. Now, I don't want to give this away, so I can't say too much about it. It's a yellow card, and essentially it says, "For some special ones, have a great day." And it has a heart on it. Nobody has signed it. And this is for some of our, one of our listeners, I think, really. A few months ago, I was at the Grandview yard sales. And I ran into one of our listeners at the Grandview yard sales who said she had a son who was autistic. And because of the giveaways on this station to the zoo and to Zumbezi Bay and things like that, that she's able to take her son to events because it costs a lot of money when you have an autistic son and she doesn't have a lot of spare money. Well, this was heard by this person who I believe listens in Florida. So they sent this package to give to that person. So if that person is listening, and I believe she's one of the people who works in the doctor's office, and I'll say this again next hour, we did get a package for you, but I don't want to say what's in the package because let's let it be a surprise from this person in Florida. But it just goes to show you the reach of this program and the reach of this station. And you want to talk about good deeds. Now, again, it's interesting how so many things we talk about on this station sometimes come to fruition. We talk about, do you do good deeds to get recognition, or do you do good deeds because you just really want to do them? And this person has done this anonymously. I know who did it, but the person who's going to receive this will never know who did it. There's no name on it. And so I think they did it for a good reason. I think they did it just to be nice. And if people do that, I think that's a very nice thing. So the people who listen into the doctor's office, If you're out there, give me a buzz, 740-751-4038. I know sometimes they don't start listening till after the 9 o'clock hour because they get into the office at that time. So hopefully we'll get to them, but we do have a package here for them. Okay. Well, I got a haircut on Saturday. Now, here's an interesting trivia question. The haircut went fine, came off without a hitch, but as I was getting the haircut, the person cutting my hair said an interesting fact, which I thought I would ask you to see if this is common knowledge. While the person is cutting my hair, they lay out this fact, and the fact basically was, they said, do you know that your hair grows blank number of inches every month? So, does anybody know the answer to that? I found it fascinating. That's going to be one of my new tidbits of knowledge in life. Do you know how fast your hair grows in inches every month? Now, apparently, this is a uniform thing. I did not know it was uniform, that everybody's hair grows this amount in a month. Now, I guess if you don't have hair, it doesn't grow that fast. But how fast, in inches, does your hair grow every month? Does anybody know? Give me a buzz, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. You know, this was a great learning experience, and even a trip to the barber can turn into a learning experience. You learn something you didn't know before. Now, I don't ever remember hearing this in my life, so I'm willing to take this as new information. How fast does your hair grow every month in inches? Is anybody going to brave a guess here this morning? 52 minutes past the hour, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Think about it for a minute, and then call in and give us an answer. Take a guess. I probably wouldn't have gotten it right if I would have guessed, but maybe you will. Maybe you've heard this answer before. How fast does your hair grow in inches every month? Go ahead, caller.
Yes, me once again. I thought it's half an inch. I didn't look it up. And, of course, it varies based on hair color and age, but half an inch sounds about right to me.
Well, I'll tell you what. We'll see if the audience agrees with you, and we'll see if you're right at the end of this hour.
By the way, I do look at signatures on dollars because it's common to see a certain person on a larger denomination. I had a $1 bill, actually. It was a little torn up. Someone had taped it. But, yeah, I said, goodness sakes, there she is.
There she is. Keep an eye out.
It's kind of unique to this area. And I think if I happen to encounter somebody and see that signature and tell someone that I know her, they probably don't believe me. I think that's the usual reaction. So I don't know what to tell those people. But next time somebody does claim that I am joshing when I claim to know this person, I'll just pull up, of course, I'll go to my social media, pull up a picture of myself with her, and maybe that will convince such a person.
Well, and we just got a guest from one of our listeners out there on Facebook, social media, Mary. Mary has just guessed a quarter inch. So
yeah, I think it's a half. And again, it does depend upon hair color. Your hair color is similar to my hair color. So, yeah, about half an inch seems right. So I guess we shall see.
We'll see. All right.
See you later.
Adam has guessed a half inch, and Mary out there in listener land on social media has guessed a quarter inch. Now, the question is, how fast does your hair grow every month in inches? Adam says half an inch. Mary says quarter of an inch. What do you think? 740-751-4038. I'm going to give you the answer here in about 6 minutes. But does anybody know the answer? Is anybody else going to venture a guess? How fast does your hair grow? 740-751-4038. So we've got a quarter of an inch here from Mary, and we've got half an inch from Adam. Who else has a guess? 740-751-4038. And again, the question is, how fast does your hair grow every month? As so said, the person who cut my hair on Saturday. Okay. What else do we have to talk about here? Well, we had a lot of fun on Friday night. I hope you got a chance to listen to the Friday night show last Friday. It was Matt's 20th birthday, September 29th. And he's a big fan of Opal Covey. Opal Covey called in and sang happy birthday to him and played the harmonica, and it was all a surprise. And Emily and her cousin Maddie Landon stopped by and brought in pumpkin pie and candles and lit the candles, and we blew the candles out. And it was a whole lot of fun on Friday evening. I think we just had a lot of fun celebrating Matt's birthday. So if you had a chance to listen to that program, I hope you enjoyed it. And, you know, it's nice to get to celebrate things like that. Carrington was on vacation last week. She'll be back this week. But what fun we had on Friday night. You know, it's again, everything becomes a little bit of a family. We celebrate the birthdays around here. 20th birthday. It's interesting. No more teenagers around the station here. But did anybody hear the show on Friday? Did anybody hear Opal give her rendition of Happy Birthday on Friday with the harmonica? Or, Emily, poor Emily, burned her finger trying to light the 20th birthday candles. But what can you do? It was a lot of fun. Matt is a really good guy, and it's turned into a really big asset here at this station. So we thank him for all he does, and we're glad that we were able to do that on Friday night. So if you heard that show and you have any thoughts on that, give me a buzz, 740-751-4038. You know, as a matter of fact, if you listen to that show on Friday, the whole show got off to a weird start because Sean had left the studio for a minute to go grab something. Carrington was on vacation, and Emily and Maddie had not got there yet. So that left Matt and I up to having a conversation. And, you know, I'm not going to get into that conversation again, but it was one of the weirdest conversations you would ever want to hear between two men. And then Sean showed back up, and he got in on that conversation. So it was maybe one of the weirdest conversations you'd ever want to hear between three men. But if anybody has anything to say about the big Friday night program, and we'll do it again this Friday, Carrington is back. I got an email from her the other, was it Saturday, that she was back in town, made it back okay. So she'll be back with us this week. 740-751-4038. Any thoughts about the big Friday night show this past Friday? Now, this Saturday, coming up October the 7th, oddly enough, the day the weather's supposed to turn bad, is my invitation by Buckeye Guy to go down to the big Ohio State-Maryland game. Started his tailgate with all the food and former Ohio State players. Apparently, this is going to be a big event this coming Saturday, so looking forward to that. Now, it is the day that the temperature turns ugly, but what can you do? Timing is everything, I guess. Funny thing about this is that I have told people, and I'm an Ohio State alumni. I have, you know, let me put it this way. I think Maryland might have a chance to win. They're undefeated. Ohio State's undefeated. Maryland is coming into this game after Ohio State's tough game with Notre Dame. I think there's a chance Maryland could win. Now, there also is the chance that Maryland could get blown out of the water on Saturday. I don't know. But I tell you what, apparently I will be there to give you a full force update on what's going on, not only at the game, but at the tailgate. So, and also, I will be able to bring somebody with me. I found that out, I believe, on Friday. Friday is when I found that out. So I will have somebody with me. So isn't that nice? That sweetens the pot. By the way, how much does your hair grow every month? Half an inch. according to the person who cut my hair. All right, we'll be back in 10 minutes.
You're listening to The Talking Place from Charlie Evers.
You know, you could come in handy, too, with that electricity if we have problems with our transmitter, which is above you. Yeah. All you'd have to do is raise your hands and energize our transmitter.
To formerly of WNCI, Weasel Boy, is that true?